Okay, today we learned after of Machar Chaydish, which is in the Perachof of Shmuel Aleph. And I think most of you are familiar with the story of Machar Chaydish, and it seems that it has zero to do with Rosh Chaydish, except of the coincidence of the calendar that the story took place on Erev Rosh Chaydish or Rosh Chaydish. In fact, there are extraordinary limudim. We know all of Torah Shabbat Kesavas is a corresponding Torah Shabbat Alpeh, and there are extraordinary limudim that we have just from the first few psukim. So let's see. Vayayim Allah Yehainasan. Right, this takes place at the time that David HaMelech is running away from Shaul. Yehainasan, the son of Shaul, befriends David. His name changes from Yehainasan to Yehainasan. As soon as he is maskim that David should be king, an extra letter of Hashem's name is added to him. And for the rest of Shmuel, I think with one exception, he's called Yehainasan. So at any rate, David and Yehainasan are discussing this. Yehainasan doesn't believe it. He can't believe that his father is out to kill David. So Vayayimala Yehainasan Machar Chaydish. He said, look, tomorrow is Rosh Chaydish. V'nifkadita, and you will be noticed, ki pakeid ma'ishavecha, because your seat will be empty. Your seat will be noticed. In other words, there'll be a Rosh Chaydish Suda tomorrow, and you're not there. You're the king's son-in-law. You belong there. And you're not going to be there, and therefore, I have a plan. Now, let's just stop for a moment. We have a major difficulty with this pasuk in Pshat. What's the major difficulty? What?
2 days.
Well, before that, it doesn't say anything about 2 days. How did they know tomorrow's going to be Rosh Chodesh? In those days, they were Mekadesh al Piriya. They were Mekadesh al seeing of the moon. Oh, very good. So the question is, how can they know the next day is Rosh Chodesh? So what's being suggested is, well, if nobody comes on the 30th, you know the 31st is. The problem is, here is the 29th. Because we're going to see that there were 2 days of Rosh Chodesh Sudas. This is one of those 2 days, Rosh Chodesh. This took place on the 29th day of the month. And he says, Machar Chodesh, tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh. How can he possibly know tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh? Who says?
Well, you're saying, if it was a 2-day Rosh Chodesh,
well, that's a separate problem. It really wasn't a 2-day Rosh Chodesh.
They were waiting. In other words, they didn't have a Suda on the...
But they had a Suda both days. That's our next problem. Why they having a Suda 2 days? Why even have a Suda 1 day? You have a Suda Rosh Chodesh? What's the last time you have a Suda Rosh Chodesh?
Sure, but I'm saying, in other words...
Sure. So let me go one step at a time. How do they know tomorrow will be Rosh Chodesh? Yuri's answering the question with another question. Also needs an answer. But there are two major shittas in the Paiskim that are built actually on this pasuk. One is the shita attributed to Rabbeinu Chananel by Rabbeinu Bachya in Parshas Bai. And the other is the Rambam. Let's start with the Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel says something incredible. If you ever learn Mesechtas Rosh Hashanah or even Mishnayos Rosh Hashanah, he says there ain't no such thing as we Mekadesh al Piriya. Seeing the moon? What are you talking about? Rosh Chodesh doesn't go by the moon. Rosh Chodesh goes by Bezen. Bezen calculates Rosh Chodesh. And that's Rosh Chodesh. Doesn't go by seeing the moon. But 1 minute, what about all those Mishnayis that say it does go by seeing the moon? So Rabbeinu Chananel holds that really it goes by Bezen. Bezen calculates Rosh Chodesh. In the time of the Tzedukim said that the rabbis don't know what they're talking about. You can't figure out the moon. The moon is so inconsistent and unpredictable. When the rabbis make their calculation, they have no clue what they're talking about. So what was done in order to defend the integrity of the Chachamim is they said, you know what? We're going to tell you when the new moon will be. And let's see if witnesses can come. They instituted a system of witnesses saying testimony to the new moon as if to endorse to Klal Yisrael the integrity of the calculations of the Bezdin. And that was the way, that was the system. So Rabbeinu Chananel says that really there's no such thing as Kiddush HaPiriya. He brings a raya, he says, in the Midbar, they were surrounded by clouds, they couldn't see the moon. So how would they Mekadesh to Chaydish? And then he says, Machar Chaydish, he brings this pasuk as a raya. This is all Rabbeinu Bachya. And He said this is his position, that really there's no din Torah of Mekadesh Apiria. It's all a Rabbanan that was done to protect from the Tzedukim. And really it's done al pi cheshbon, and the time of Shaul was done al pi cheshbon.
Why are there two things then?
So that's the next question, but, okay. So that's the way, let me go in the order. That's the way Rabbeinu Chananel apparently holds of this. We don't have it actually in the writings of Rabbeinu Chananel. We have it in the writings of Rabbeinu Bachya. And the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayis, makes an offhanded comment against those who say, he doesn't give a name, those who say there's no such thing as Mekadesh Al-Piriyah. He says, but you're Mechal Shabbos to be Mekadesh Al-Piriyah. So it must be it's a Din Torah, Mechal Shabbos. You're allowed to carry, if a person sees the moon, he can't walk, you're allowed to carry him. So, to work out the calculations. The Bezna had to work hard. The calculation of the Meila is very complicated. When we announced the Meila, we just aired 29 and a half days, 44 minutes and one chelik. That's not astronomically accurate. It's the average. The moon does not have the same Meila month to month. It doesn't travel in a circle around the earth. It travels in an ellipse. And it varies slightly. But anybody who ever noticed the time when there's an eclipse, when the moon comes between the earth and the sun, a solar eclipse, that's the Meilid. And it's not always at the moment of the Meilid. Not always. I remember like yesterday, I was sitting in the Mir Yeshiva in the summer, learning, and a couple of boys came up to ask me. They said there's an eclipse this week. And it's not the same day as the Meilid. It's a day off. What's going on? It's supposed to be the same time as the Meilid. So I said, good morning. Good morning, everybody. See, I still talks about it. Our Meilid that we announce is the average Meilid. It's not the actual Meilid. It's not the astronomical Meilid. It's within a day, but, it's not the right one. And the Beis Yosef already talks about this anomaly and the way it works. But at any rate, this is the Rabbi Nachman al Shita, the Kiddush Al-Piri is a Drabana. And the Rambam rejects it. What's the second way to know? How could he have known Machor Chaydish? So the second is a Rambam. And the question, to answer that, we have to ask ourselves, why do we have 2 days Rosh Chaydish? Why do we have 2 days Rosh Chaydish? We know when Aleph L'Chaydish is. What are we doing with 2 days Rosh Chaydish? We say, you have Rosh Chaydish? It's not Rosh Chaydish. It's the 30th day of the previous month. So why are we saying Rosh Chaydish as it? Well, we're not doing anything based on Adam today. We're not doing anything based on Adam. So the Binyan Ariel says, because it's fake of the Yayma.
Because he said that there is a halacha that there was one point on earth where 24 hours have to elapse since the...
You're thinking about the international dateline, Gemara.
Well, no, but there were, you know, like, when we have the monad, so there has to be a...
All right, I'll get to what you're saying, you're right.
And so that sometimes travels 2 days.
No, it can never be 2 days. It's an instant.
For the entire Earth.
Anyway,
from a Shkodesh in one city...
Yeah, so that, I don't know such a sheet. I'm not aware of such a sheet. The Binyan Ariel, which is quoted by the Tzlach and Brachis, says it's all Sveka D'Yayma, that's why we have 2 days Rosh Chodesh, because just like you have 2 days Yom Tov, I in Eretz Yisrael, they have 2 days, yeah, because Rosh Chodesh, only in the Beis Din they knew which day was Rosh Chodesh, all Eretz Yisrael didn't know. He says it's all Sveka D'Yayma, just like you have 2 days Yom Tov. That's what he says. But the Rambam has a different shat than the two days of Yom. Oh, the kasha on that sheet is, if it's al Sveka D'Yayma, all 12 months should have 2 days Rosh Chodesh. Really, all 12 months. So the Rambam says the following. The Rambam says, the day of the Meilid is always Rosh Chodesh. The day that the Meilid falls, let me express it that way, even though you'll have a question. The day of the Meilid is always Rosh Chodesh. If it's not Aleph L'Chodesh, so Aleph L'Chodesh is also Rosh Chodesh. But the day of the Meilid falls is Rosh Chodesh, and Aleph L'Chodesh is also Rosh Chodesh. So, days that have 2 months, in months that have 2 days Rosh Chodesh, the Meilid is never on Aleph Chodesh. It's the day before. Sometimes nowadays it's sometimes 2 days before. But ideally it's supposed to be a day before. And therefore, the Rambam says, that's how we have 2 days Rosh Chodesh. Presumably what the Rambam is saying was true in the time of Yonis and Ishol as well. The day of the Meila was always Rosh Chodesh, and then Aleph Chodesh was also Aleph Chodesh. So that they could have 2 days, 2 days Rosh Chodesh. That's the Rambam's Mahalach. I'm not aware of any third Mahalach in how they could know tomorrow will be Rosh Chodesh.
Well, I mean,
Chananel and the Rambam.
I mean, I have what I think is an easier answer here.
Go ahead.
Today was the 29th.
Right.
Malchut Chodesh, you're going to be missed tomorrow. Maybe yes, maybe
but how
not.
Do you know, why are they going to have a Rosh Chodesh Suda tomorrow?
I don't know, but you're going to be...
But you're not going to be missed if there's no Rosh Chodesh Suda.
No, but the point that he's making is that you have to not be here because what happens if there is a Rosh Chodesh Suda tomorrow?
But Lamai said there was. You see,
no,
they
no,
said...
But what I'm saying is, but you why would you say...
So I would have to ask you... But your teretz is inadequate because Lamai said they sat for the Suda on Lamed, and they sat for the Suda on Lamed Aleph. So you still...
I'm saying the reason why he would say Malchut Chodesh is... In case.
Malchut Chodesh doesn't translate so well.
That's what I'm saying, but for the gist of what he's saying, it's...
Okay.
You have to move. You might be missing.
I prefer Ben Chananel and the Rambam to your Torah, but, Torah is, as long as you're not passing me that way, it's fine. So at any rate, so that's one thing about this Haftarah. This Haftarah is the Torah Shabbat of an amazing piece of Torah Shabbat Peh about Rosh Chodesh. So it's not just a coincidence it came upon Rosh Chodesh. The second question is why there's a Suda. It's another reason why it's an appropriate Haftarah. Not just a coincidence it took place. This is the only marker for making a Sudas Rosh Chodesh, which today is not practiced, most parts to make a Suda Rosh Chodesh, certainly not a Suda where you call together the whole family and you have that type of a Suda. So in the Bnei Yisrael, he has a very nice biur. He has a few pieces of Rosh Chodesh. He says something quite interesting. He says, there's a famous Rashba. The Rashba says that the Pesach of Bezdin affects in Shemayim, is obeyed in Shemayim even for physical things, even for physical facts. And the example is, he says, he paraphrases a pasuk, he kel goymel olai, to say the following. A girl on a third birthday acquires basulim, so to speak. There are some physiological changes that take place. If she was born on Rosh Chodesh, an aleph of a certain chodesh, and it's the evening, and Bezdin has to decide, is aleph on Tuesday or is aleph on Wednesday? Her physical changes will take place based on the Pesach of Bezdin. However, Bezdin Paskins, that is what will take place. So that it'll be a month later if it's Ibiyar, a day later if it's Rosh Chodesh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, follows the Pesach of the Bezdin. That's the idea that the Rashba says. And the Bnei Yisrael calls that he quotes, probably from Isaiah, I don't recall. He quotes that it's a malchus that Bezdin has, so to speak, over Shemayim. That the Kadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol is subservient to the Pesach of the Bezdin when it comes to this. In other words, it's hanging. It could be that physically her changes would take place and Bezdin would say, oops, no, we gotta change it, and they'll change back. And that these things, so to speak, physically take place. It's an aspect of malchus Bezdin over malchus Shemayim. And that was the reason that in the time that Bezdin used to paskin every month, the Chodesh, that the Melech would make a Sudas Rosh Chodesh. And it was a famous thing, it was well attended. If the son-in-law is not there, there's something wrong. Somebody's missing. Yainasin did not live in the same city as Shaul. It says earlier in Nach that for security reasons, they had two standing armies, one in the south, Shaul was the commander of the army, and one in the north that Yainasin commanded. Shaul and Yainasin were not together typically. Rosh Chodesh, he came home because Rosh Chodesh was this big Suda, and he came for that Suda. So this is the second aspect of Rosh Chodesh, the idea of Rosh Chodesh Suda, the Chashivas of Rosh Chodesh, which is taken from the Haftarah. My point again being that the Machah Chaydish Haftarah is not just a coincidence that a story happened to take place then, but that this is a Torah Shemiksa from which a significant piece of Torah Shabbat Pez is regarding Rosh Chaydish is taken from. Let's take a few minutes to see the story. Vishilashta, wait for a third day. Teirei Ma'id, take care to hide yourself well. Uvas elamok emeshen istarta sham biyayim ha'maisen. And come back to the place where you are on this mysterious Yom HaMaisa. The question is what Yom HaMaisa means. Let's go to the hiding place. And sit next to the marker stone. And I'll come. And I'll shoot arrows. Vani. Now Yonison is saying, by the third day, I'll know if Shaul is out to kill you or not. So we're going to make a signal. I'm going to come here. You'll be hiding. I'm going to shoot three arrows. L'shalach li l'matara, to shoot towards my target. So Yonison says, I'll be here with my young man that accompanies me. Eshlach esanar lech mitzos achitzen. Now after you shoot arrows, you know, it's like golf balls. You have to have somebody go and get they do that by golf. They go get the golf balls back in the stump. So there's going to be someone to go out and get the chitzen. So here's my signal. If I tell them the arrows are from you and closer, that's a sign that David should come closer and David should come to Yenison. I'll tell you the chitzim are for you and further. It's a sign that you should run away. So this is the sign. And here again, it's a mysterious thing. Why? What's the problem? It's a pshat problem.
He came out after. They met after this.
Yeah, why didn't he just tell him?
He did tell him afterwards.
He did tell him. So what's this whole thing with the chitz? More. So that it could be that if there'll be people around, I can't meet you. It happened to me, there was nobody around. It's still a problem because on the half that everything is fine, why does he have to shoot arrows? On the hip that everything is fine, you should say, I'll come. If everything is fine, I'll say, hey David, come out of your hiding place, everything is fine. If it's not fine, then I won't say, David, come out, everything is fine. Sounds like an easy simon. So I'll leave you in suspense till Thursday night. We'll come back. There is a machlek is what the Yom HaMaaseh is.
You know,
also
doing,
what?
I'm sorry, that Yonasan also didn't walk by himself.
He was the
commander.
Denar. Right. But he's still, if everything's fine, he can tell David, come on out, everything's fine. That's right. But if he's not, Shaul's not after David.
So maybe he doesn't want people to see that
suspect
the king.
So maybe, okay, that could be. The Yom HaMaaseh, most Mefarshim Taich, means the place we are today will be then. The Yom HaMaaseh is very hard to translate it that way. So I think it's the Barbanel. I think Taich's Yom HaMaaseh means the first day that David set out to kill you and you ran away, you'll hide in the same place. Yom HaMaaseh, the famous Maaseh. Be that as it may, I will come back to the Simon on Thursday.